A lot of positives going on with the Colorado program, too.
That's right.
Finally had that breakthrough year they had been waiting for. I grew up in Big 8 country. I was a Big 8 guy. I went to Kansas. Kansas wasn't very good in football, but I used to watch our next guest, Dad, play, and I watched his grandfather coach. That's how old I am. He's a youngin', but we're joined now by Colorado linebacker Derek McCartney here on ESPN 700 from Football Media Days in Southern California. That's how old I am, Derek. Your dad was playing when I was in school, and your grandfather was coaching, so there was no choice for you but to go to Colorado, correct? I mean, you were giving zero chance. You're going to CU, correct?
I mean, I did have a choice, but, I mean, I chose CU.
So why? I mean, you had that choice, yeah. I mean, you grew up around it, but mm-hmm. did you consider seriously someplace else?
I mean, yeah, I was looking at other schools, but, I mean, it just seemed right to go to CU because I got an offer and I love the school and I get to stay close to home, and so it was a good deal for me.
How have you seen the program change over the last few years? I know there's a new facility now.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been a lot, honestly. I feel like I've been here for 8 years and it's crazy. But, you know, there's a new facility coming or that came up, and just the whole culture is different from when I got here. You know, it was a lot different when I got there, and now it's a lot about playing for your teammates and doing your job and taking care of business like that. And it's been cool seeing the change.
I was going to say that has to be cool for you to be part of that. And again, I'm referencing his father and his grandfather, but they were part of a golden era at Colorado in the late 80s and early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
When Colorado football was playing for national championships. You grow up in the area and you see it kind of decline a little bit when you're in your teenage years. So it had to be cool, Derek, last year to be part of that turnaround and to have that success you guys had.
It was awesome. I mean, it was just so cool to see the teammates and just see them succeed on the field. And it was a lot of fun for me. So, yeah.
Last year, you guys had the first sellout at home against Utah in a bunch of years. What was that crowd like?
That crowd was awesome. I mean, it was a night game, and oh man,
blackout too,
yeah.
Wasn't it? That was a blackout game for you guys.
We had gold helmets and black everything else, and everyone else, all the whole stadium was wearing black, and it was just oh my gosh, the environment was so fun. Like, the fans were just so into it. Plus, it was a really good game against Utah, so it was a lot of fun.
What's the rivalry like from Colorado's perspective against Utah?
I mean, it's just a big game every year. Like, a lot of it's to do with just the timing too, because it's the last game of the year. And it's going – like, it makes a difference. That game makes a difference for one team or the other or both. And it's just a big game every year.
So, you guys turned the corner last year, and you play really well. You get to that Pac-12 championship game. But you lost a lot defensively. You're on the defensive side of the football. There's a lot of guys. We're talking to Coach Peterson about it. Utah's got a bunch, too. But a lot of guys now playing in the NFL. And I think that's the big question a lot of people have about Colorado is, okay – we know they're going to be pretty good on offense. They got the receivers, the backs. Montez can sling it around. But what about that CU defense? So I ask you, Derek McCartney, what about that CU defense?
Honestly, I think people are going to be surprised by how good our defense can be this year. Yeah, we lost a lot of great players, and it's going to be different. There's no doubt about it. But we do have playmakers on this team that people – I don't know if people expect them to be as good of playmakers as they're going to be, and that's the cool thing.
How many guys – might be rotating in on that defensive line? It seemed like that group had a lot in flux in front of you a year ago.
Yeah, we got a lot of depth of the D-line this year and compared to what we had last year. So that's going to be a lot of fun for sure.
What are the overall goals for the program now, coming off just such a banner year a season ago? I mean, how can you build on that, or how has the bar changed now for your program?
I mean, all last year in the offseason, Coach would say, Pac-12 champs, like, we're going to be Pac-12 champs. And he was just trying to instill that in us because he believed it, and we started to believe it. We started to believe it in the offseason and in the beginning of the season, and just throughout the season we realized that we can do this. We can be Pac-12 champs. So, obviously, getting to that game was awesome, but, you know, now the next step is you've got to win that game, and that's the goal now.
Are the fans back? Do you think they're back and bought in fully to CU football? Because Denver is such a pro sports town. They love their Broncos. They love their Rockies. They love their Nugs. And I think they want Colorado to be good, but I can kind of sense that we're kind of getting there. Do you feel like they're coming back and that CU is going to have that support that you guys want?
I believe so. I mean, I mean, we're here to just do the best we can, you know, have some fun, play some football, and hopefully we can help the fans have some fun too, you know. And that's like, hopefully the fans can just come out and just enjoy watching us.
Got a new defensive coordinator this year.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Is it going to be a different look for you guys defensively, philosophy wise, or is it going to be kind of the same with just a new guy?
There's gonna be some differences, but you know, it's gonna be about the players playing again, and that's the cool thing is we're gonna come out, we're gonna play hard, and we're gonna take what coach gives us, and we're gonna keep getting better.
You've got the high top fade. Philip Lindsay's rocking the afro right now. Who's got better hair?
I do, but Phil likes to say that he's got better hair because he likes to pick it out.
Pretty good.
How does he get that under the helmet, man? I'm gonna have to ask him here in a minute. He's got a.
He wets it down.
Is that what he does? Yeah. Is that the key?
Probably.
Hey, it's good seeing you.
Yeah, thanks.
It was fun seeing you guys back. The conference is better when everybody is back and playing, and you guys are playing well. We won't see you until the end of the year. You guys get to come to Salt Lake City this year.
Yeah, that's right, we do.
We'll see you at Rice-Eccles Stadium for
the final
game. Right, thanks, Derek.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Derek McCartney with us, linebacker for Colorado.